Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. I heard about epigenetics from a talk, and one of the best talks I've seen is Dr. Bruce Lipton's Biology of Belief. You can find it on YouTube. In this video, he explains how epigenetics works. I will now attempt to give you a simplified version of what epigenetics is and how it even ties to the body as an antenna that I said on, I believe. To understand, we have to go all the way down to the cellular level and how cells work. So let's take one cell and it's doing its cell thing, right, which is multiplying. But what controls the cell's behavior and how does the cell know how to react? What do you mean by react? Well, you could take one cell, put it with other cells in a petri dish that make bone, and that cell will turn into a bone-making cell. You can take that same cell, put it with a muscle cell, and it will start making muscle cells. What controls what the cell will be? The culture medium inside the dish, in other words, the environment it is in. You could take a healthy cell, put it in a dish with unhealthy cells, the good cell will turn bad. But vice versa, if you take a sick cell, put it with healthy cells, the sick cell could turn healthy. What controls the cells is the culture or the environment it is in, the condition of the dish. How does the cell know what condition it is in? It picks up signals from the dish. How does the cell pick up signals? Each cell has a receptor, which is like an antenna to the environment it is in. The receptor picks up a signal and communicates that signal into the cell by way of the connector. The receptors pick up the signal and the connector interprets the signal and tells the cell how to act. What is a signal? Like stove hot, pull back. The receptor picked up the heat signal, relayed that message to the connector, and the cell's reaction moved back. You have to understand that the human body is one big skin-covered petri dish filled with trillions of cells reacting to the environment. There is a debate between psychologists and sociologists. Is a person a product of the individual mindset or a product of their societal environment? Epigenetics tips the scale somewhat to environmental side, but it's actually both. Now here is where it really gets interesting. What controls the receptors? Our perceptions. What? How you perceive your environment controls your cellular behavior. So your cells have a happy, sad, mad, glad, scared reactions. But what controls your perceptions? Your beliefs. Someone who's scared of heights, when they get somewhere high, they get scared and their cells have a reaction. Another person who is not scared of heights can be in the same space and be perfectly fine. Why is that? One believes heights is dangerous, the other doesn't. But what is most important is what happens on a cellular level when faced with fear. One of the number one killers in the world is stress. What is stress? It's a feeling. When stressed, it's just like taking a healthy cell and putting it in a dish with unhealthy cells. Eventually, it's turning bad. Staying in stress for prolonged periods of time makes us sick. Us getting sick is the body's way of trying to tell us we need to get out of this environment, but most people ignore the symptoms until it's too late. Way too late. So what does all this mean? The key to true health is a good environment that will stimulate healthy growth, and to do this, you're going to have to change your beliefs. Why? Because your beliefs are what controls your perceptions, and your perceptions is what controls your cell receptors. How you perceive what's going on in your environment is what causes the feelings you're having. Now think about this. If you change how you're perceiving things, you change yourself from the cellular reaction. You change how the way your cells react. Changing your cellular reaction can lead to an unhealthy person turning healthy with no official quote-unquote doctor's help or meds. In other words, heal thyself. Which gets back to the lady who sent me the text and said I healed her. Did I heal her or did she heal herself? I think she healed herself. I just helped facilitate the process. How did I do that? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.